From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Mike Swoboda, the mayor of Kirkwood, Missouri, remains in critical condition after being shot in the head at a city council meeting. Kirkwood is a suburb of St. Louis. Around 7 o'clock last night, Charles Thornton went on a shooting spree at Kirkwood City Hall. He killed 5 people and wounded 2 others before police officers shot and killed him. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Adam Allington reports.
It's a cold, overcast day in Kirkwood. The flowers that people are laying on the steps of City Hall look out of place on this gray, dreary day. Bonnie and Hilliard Goldman are walking to a memorial service at the United Methodist Church, part of an overflow crowd mourning the death of 2 police officers, 2 city council members, and the city's public works director.
Well, we've lived here 37 years. I know these things can happen anywhere, but still, you don't think it would happen like this in Kirkwood.
For in the last 2 years, it's been so unusual for these things to happen.
Strangely, Kirkwood has been the site of another recent tragedy. It was about this time last year that authorities arrested Michael Devlin, the Kirkwood resident who had kidnapped, molested, and held hostage 2 boys over a period of years. Now, Charles Thornton, a man everyone called Cookie, opened fire in a public meeting in what appears to be an ongoing dispute over $64,000 in parking tickets and fines.
He shouted something and then pulled out a large silver revolver and proceeded to shoot the police officer.
Alan Hopeful was at the city council meeting when Thornton started shooting.
We didn't know what was going to happen after that, and then I heard maybe even as many 6 more shots. Within a minute or so from that, he was beginning to chase the city attorney, John Hessel, around in the back of the room. Mr. Hessel was fending him off by throwing chairs at him, and I saw that as an opportunity for me to get out the door.
Before storming the building, Thornton shot and killed police officer William Biggs in the parking lot, taking his service revolver. Friends and relatives say he had recently lost a federal free speech lawsuit against the city, stemming from the ticket dispute. Gerald Thornton is the gunman's older brother.
Understand, parking tickets are just another word. The end of all the actions that are done are based on how much those words affect your life.
Debbie Stream knew Thornton from high school and says the tickets were all he could talk about.
Like, he would run into you. A friend of mine ran into him in December, and she said to him, "You know, Cookie, you just need to let it go." And he said, "I cannot let it go."
According to his family, Thornton left a suicide note stating, "The truth will come out in the end." For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.